Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken the Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us. And we're so excited that Maya Boston is back with us again. We had such wonderful conversations with her the last couple of times. She's been with us talking about Lemuria, talking about her experiences with the Pleiadians. and just, you know, just everything that comes through, her light language that came through last time and the guided process that we did. Oh, my God, it was just amazing. And so, you know, Maya's back with us again to talk about the Circle of Oneness, the Temple of Lemuria, and what else. We'll see what else wants to come through. And for those of you who don't know Maya, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. She facilitates workshops around the world. Her work is focused on opening the heart and mind of humanity through sound by using frequencies to change each listener's brainwaves, which touches their deepest parts and assists with overcoming long-held blocks, simultaneously creating a space into which the listener can expand into. And during her gong sound bath sessions, Maya channels light language and translates it into sound, harmonizing her three gongs to create a multidimensional soundscape. And these sounds, together with the light codes, help to restructure our energy patterns so that we remember the multidimensional nature of our being. And I actually love the sound of the gongs. And you know, I have to say, Maya, after you were here last time, I looked into, you know, people here in Vienna who do gong, sound, baths, you know, workshops or anything. I couldn't find anything. I was so disappointed, you know. Not that I want to train in it, but I just want to just bathe in it, experience it, you know. So welcome back to the show, number one.
Thank you, Alara. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me back to your lovely show to be able to speak to your listeners and interact with them.
Thank you. Awesome. And, you know, like I said, your energy is just absolutely beautiful. You know, the music that you do create, you know, in the albums and the meditations is absolutely wonderful. It takes me to totally different spaces, you know? And so it's something that I find sometimes it either grounds me really deeply or it takes me out into the cosmos. Or a combination of the two, right? So yeah, just so powerful. And you are so gifted and talented and you have so much wisdom to share. You know, every time we talk, I'm always like blown away by what you have to share with us. And it's amazing. And, you know, talking about Lemuria, that's why I got my nails done today and I decided to have them bluish, which, you know, for me, it's like, it doesn't look the same on camera as it does in person, but it's, you know, for that. But, you know, a lot of us, we have that feeling or we have that resonance with Lemuria, right? We have that. And so we know that some of us, I'm older than dirt, you know, so I've been there. I was there at one point, right? So I know that. And I've always known that, even though I never knew, like if you would have asked me 5 years ago anything about Lemuria, I'd be like, I have no idea. You know, 10 years ago, never heard of it, right? Yeah. But it's a powerful space, powerful place, powerful energy. And now more and more people are talking about it and sharing their experiences. So I'm so glad you're here to share with us. Yay.
Yay. Oh, thank you. I love sharing about Lemuria and that's what I'm here for. That is my purpose. And this information has come forward from my Akash. To share with you about Lemuria and why is it important? Why are so many people talking about it now? Simply because Lemuria was, if you like, it was like the original blueprint. Humanity still had the original blueprint. We lived in harmony and balance and in peace with deep, deep spiritual connections to ourselves, to others, to the planet, to our galactic family. We were in the oneness of everything. We still had these deep spiritual connections to everything in Lemuria. And it is time to bring this back. We've done the whole separation thing. And now it is time to And clearly that has not worked for us. And it's time to come back into oneness. We need to find that inner balance first, and then create it in the outer world. But this information is coming forward, not just through myself, but through so many other amazing people for a reason. And it is primarily a feminine energy, which is missing on the planet, ladies. It is missing on the planet. We are dominated by the patriarchal energies, mm-hmm. and it is way out of balance. And the only way that the masculine can come into balance and to heal himself is if he acknowledges once again the divine feminine, and that she is his equal partner. And boy, have we got a lot of work to do on the planet.
Absolutely. So what can we do, you know, as women, because most people on the call are going to be women, to be honest. And so many of us are awakening. So many of us are stepping into our power and stepping into the light, sharing our gifts. Or for some of us, the gifts are just coming in as well, right? So it's the gifts are coming in. We're starting to integrate. We're starting to get used to it. And for some of us, it's a new way of being that we don't quite understand yet either.
Yeah. And in Lemuria, it was the women that did the spiritual work. Women were the spiritual centers of their communities. And this is why there are mostly women. I think 99.9% of women going to workshops, being on the calls, you know, doing the work. You know, why is it? Because it is what women do. It works best. The energies work best with women. Women's brains are wired for this kind of work. We talk about women's intuition, and this is exactly what it is. This is women's intuition. This is women trusting their inner wisdom, their inner guidance, to do this spiritual work. So step forward, women. Trust this information that is coming forward for you at this point in time. It is important. It is coming forward for a reason. It only comes forward when you are ready. Those of you who are just stepping onto the path, those of you who are just embarking on your spiritual journey, those of you who this information, inner wisdom is coming up just now, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. With it just coming up now. Some of us, you know, I love that quote that says, some of us wake up at sunrise and you know, some of us need a cup of coffee. So, you know, some of us do it earlier, some do it later in the day, and some need a kickstart to get going. But this is important that we do trust our own intuition. And you know, for me, when this started coming forward, when this information started coming forward, I thought, oh my God, everyone is going to think I am going insane. You know, like, talking about what? You want me to do what?
Yeah.
It was, you know, but I just had to go through a process of trusting myself. And then they kept giving me a confirmation that, yes, you're on the right path. Yes, this is what's going on for you. Yes, this is right. Trust it. And eventually, you know, this is what I had to do, was just take that leap of faith and trust that the inner wisdom is what is your truth. It is your absolute truth. Each and every one of us is different. So our truth is going to be different. We are all, you know, these magnificent beings of light that are having different experiences. And we are just remembering our divinity. And we're doing it in such unique ways, which is the way that it's meant to be. So however it's coming through for you is what is right for you. And it is time. It only comes through when you are ready. You know, these are all how would I say, handpicked experiences by your higher self to help you learn and grow and expand your consciousness for the time that you are here in physical form. So your higher self is guiding you the whole time, never giving you anything more than what you can handle, and always, always, always working for your highest good.
Absolutely. And I love what you said about, you know, we all have our own time, and whatever time that is the right time. There is no wrong time. And so no one is, you know, falling behind, you know, there's no such thing. I remember one time somebody had said that to me, and I remember that a couple of days ago, and this person had said to me, don't get left behind, you know, don't get left behind. You know, I was like, I'm not going to be left behind. You know, it's like, so that was like a fear thing, you know, you better hurry up and do this thing that I'm teaching. Otherwise you're going to be left behind. It's like, no, it's fine. Right. And so there is no left behind nonsense, you know, so trust. I love what you said about trust and have faith. Take that leap of faith, trust yourself, trust your knowing, trust your intuition, and take that step. Right. And it's going to be different for each person.
Absolutely. And however out there it seems for you, just trust it. Have a bit of a giggle at yourself, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, just open up to this amazing adventure that is your life, and go for it. Do it. Do something different. Otherwise, stuck in the same old, and time goes by and life passes us by. And
yeah, exactly. You know, take a chance, you know, and
take a chance. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what have you got to lose? Right.
The same old, same old. Yeah. That's what we've got to lose.
Yeah, exactly. The same old, same old. And so I just wanted to point out too quickly that if you have questions for Maya, please raise your hand, or you can type your question in the chat. Because I tend to forget to mention that at the beginning, because I get so in, you know, get into the conversation and it's like, ah. So let's talk a little bit about the circle of oneness and the temples of Lemuria. We don't need to go into, you know, how you got started with that, because we did that before, but it's like, you know, the magic of Lemuria, or the magic that you perceive of Lemuria, and your the guidance that you've received to share, you know, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the guidance comes to me from the Star Mothers. Mm-hmm. So we had Star Mothers with us in Lemuria guiding us. So I kind of see it like we got started off in this amazing place, and we were given the original blueprint. And we weren't just left to our own devices. We were given the instruction manual as well, because the Star Mothers were there to guide us. And why the Star Mothers? Well, let me just say, first of all, notice I'm saying Star Mothers and not Star Fathers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. They kind of came later. It was the Star Mothers who came first, and they emulated for us. They were the role models for us in Lemuria to show us how we can live these wonderfully connected lives in peace and harmony and unconditional love. That's what I sort of remember the most about the Star Mother in Lemuria that was there at the time when I was there. She was role modeling unconditional love. So this is what the feminine is bringing forward from that time into this today's modern world. And boy, do we really need a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So this is why this information's coming forward now. And what is the circle of oneness? I called it the circle of oneness because that's what it, that there are six aspects to the circle of oneness, and that's what they were teaching us exactly. There were six areas of life, I guess, if you want to call them, put them that way, information, guidance that helped us to understand. So this was taught to children in school, you know, of the kind of school that they had in Lemuria, which I think last time I said was not every day.
Mm-hmm.
So this information helps us to reconnect with ourselves. This information helps us to connect with others. This information helps us to understand that there is a connection between humans, us, and the planet, that there is a connection between us and the cosmos. And this is information, of course, that we, most of us know, has been suppressed in our modern day lives, that there is even a galactic family. Mm-hmm. You know, they want us to believe that we're the only ones in the whole universe, but we're not. The universe is teeming with life, just like this planet is teeming with life. So
absolutely.
So we go to deep levels of inner work to help us move through life's challenges. The more we feel the connection between everything, the easier life flows. And I really kind of emphasized in my personal work for myself and for my clients this year, I really focused in on this deep inner work that is preparing us for 2020, as we talked earlier about the energies of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who have been doing our inner work, life is going to flow a little easier in 2020. Those who are just starting on the path and need to have some of those, dare I say, debilitating moments where we've gone, life cannot just be this anymore. Mm-hmm. For me, I have to make some kind of change. We've had those moments, those of us that have done our inner work, and there will be those who are just starting on their path, and they will come to these moments. So they will start doing their deep inner work, because there is a lot of energy in 2020 that is coming up that is going to create a lot of change on the planet. I talk about the galactic family, but when I say the galactic family, I don't just mean other species in the galaxy. I also speak about the planets and other solar systems.
Mm-hmm.
in the galaxy, which, you know, if we think about our own planet, and I like it has a consciousness, and I like to call the consciousness of our own planet Mother Gaia. And if our planet has a consciousness, then we've got to also understand that other planets and other solar systems also have consciousness. And so they too are our galactic family, because they are lining up and they are creating synergies of energy that are beaming at Earth. And we know this from our astrological studies, which mm-hmm. has been, you know, which have been with us. Astrology has been with us for thousands of years. We know that planetary lineups create changes on this planet. I mean, just look at what happens when the moon comes into its phases. And sorry, my computer's about to die. I'll just plug it in. You know, the very moon that affects the water on this planet, and we are more than 80% water. So we get affected as well as the massive oceans on this planet. There is no separation. Everything is in oneness. You know, separation is the illusion. So we've got this. So this is what the Lemurian circle of oneness is teaching us is that connection between everything, how everything moves in cycles that we often don't see because our lifespans are so short. We don't see the thousands of years of weather patterns that have happened on this planet, for example, how we've had ice ages and the ice age has melted and there were no carbon emissions. And, you know, and then it's gone back into an ice age again. So these are natural cycles on the planet. So this is what the circle of oneness, and I keep saying a circle because it is a circle. It's a cycle of existence, a cycle of birth and life and death and rebirth. That's another cycle. So everything's in a circle, and a circle also tells us that there is no hierarchy, and in oneness there cannot be hierarchy. And so there, everything is one in the circle. There's no hierarchy. There is nothing, no one aspect of the six in the circle are more important than any other. Each aspect is just as important as every other aspect. Mm-hmm. And you will find parts of one aspect in parts of the other aspects as well. And so this is also about oneness. Sometimes hard for us to understand because we're so used to this linear brain and this linear language, you know, which is kind of limiting us as well. And we're describing multi-dimensional concepts with linear language, you know.
It doesn't quite work, yeah.
It doesn't work. Sometimes we lack the words, but along with language, along with speaking language, this linear language, we're also transmitting an energy. And that energy is what we would call telepathy. And we think, oh, wow, that's, you know, somebody's gift of telepathy. You know, they've got telepathy, but we all have ability. We are all one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true, right? We all have the capacity to have all those abilities, to use all those abilities. But it's we think that we are less than or that we need to train first, or we need to learn how, or we need to do all these different things before we can actually do it, which is not always the case. Sometimes it's about allowing ourselves to have that experience, right?
Sure. It's allowing us ourselves. It's recognizing that we all have the same DNA. And so we all have the capability. It's all built in into the DNA. It's just a matter of whether we choose to utilize something. If we choose to activate something in the DNA, to utilize it in the lifetime, it's our choice because that's what we still have is free choice.
Right.
So we can choose to not awaken in a particular lifetime, or we can choose to be awake and learn and grow, or we can choose to, you know, take baby steps and you know, continue the beautiful story in the next lifetime.
Yes, exactly. Or we can, you know, be awakened and come back and forget and then, you know, redo the process.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I will say though that from what I am seeing myself, I am seeing these children that are being born now, that I think that before they turn five, they are remembering. They know what they're here for. They know what their purpose is, and they are insisting that they continue with their purpose. And so their parents are having to parent in a very different way than the way that we had to parent our children, or that even that we were parented ourselves by our parents. It's a very different system today. And these children are, they may consciously or unconsciously be remembering what their purpose is, but they do remember it before the age of five. And you know, what a difference That is from when we were born. We came in having to, what I call, reinvent the wheel all over again, you know, and yeah, spending, you know, half a lifetime working out what our purpose is in this lifetime, you know. And these kids are coming in and they, you know, they might be able to sit at a piano at the age of six and start playing Mozart simply, yeah, because they're unconsciously remembering what they want to do, what their purpose is. You know, they, by the age of 11, they're singing like, you know, operatic divas, and they haven't had the training yet, or even the years, mm-hmm, you know, under their belt to have achieved what we would have achieved in, you know, in such a long period of time. They already know it. They're already doing it. So I'm really looking forward to, after completing, you know, what I want to do in this lifetime, I'm looking forward to the next lifetime because I don't have to reinvent that wheel again.
Yeah, it can be easier, right? It can be easier next time, yeah, hopefully.
Well, just we are, because we're going to be we will be rebirthed into this new energy, which is allowing us to remember. So it, yeah, is going to get easier, folks. at last!
Finally, yeah, exactly. Finally. So there's some questions in the chat. From what system or planet did the Star Mothers come from? I think was the first question.
Okay, so in Lemuria, the Star Mothers came from the Pleiades, they were not the only Star Mothers on the planet. There are other Star Mothers that visited our planet at different times. For example, in ancient Egypt, we had the Hathor Star Mothers, mm-hmm, and of course they're from the Sirius star system. And so our beautiful galactic family have always been with us, and they are still with us, by the way. They're in a fifth dimensional quantum state. And because we're at the third dimensional state of existence, energies, we're not seeing them. But if we raised our vibration to the fifth dimensional frequencies, we would definitely see them. They have never abandoned us. They're still here on the planet.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, we can, if we, you know, we can access different dimensions if we would just, you know, raise our vibration a bit more, be more present, and have the intention of, you know, connecting to different beings of light, for example, right?
Absolutely. And what is that, you know, I know these terms are kind of bandied around a lot, you know, raising your vibration. Mm-hmm. What does that actually mean? You know, has anyone ever explained it? You know, from my point of view, raising your vibration is having more positive thoughts, because the positive thoughts and emotions such as joy and love, acceptance, tolerance, understanding, compassion, these are all higher frequency emotions that we are capable of. If we hold them at a constant in our lives, they become a part of our everyday life 24/7. Mm-hmm. What happens at a cellular level is that because we're continually feeling these emotions, the chemicals are being released from the brain and they're going into the body, and the cells in the body are responding. They're just showing they're responding to these chemicals, which are different chemicals when we're feeling lonely, sad, doubting ourselves, worrying. You know, that's a whole other set of chemicals in the body. Mm-hmm. When these lovely positive emotions and thoughts go into our body, then the cells start to vibrate faster. And we know that from Einstein's theory of relativity, which said that if you look at a situation where there are people on Earth and then an astronaut gets sent out at the speed of light, into the cosmos and then comes back. Say he goes out for a year and comes back. So that's 2 years at the speed of light. And the earth will have aged faster than the astronaut traveling at the speed of light. So because the earth is rotating at its own pace. And so it is rotating slower than the speed that the astronaut is traveling at. So the higher the frequency. So what if that line of traveling faster wasn't a linear line? What if it was just the cell, the nucleus of the cells, just sitting and vibrating faster? What if it wasn't a linear thing? What if it was just vibrating faster? And this is what is meant by raising the vibration, because the faster that the nucleus of your cells vibrate, with the help of the positive thoughts and emotions via the chemicals from the brain, the more the faster the cell will vibrate, and your aging process will slow down as well. Your health will improve. And this is what the Lemurian Circle of Oneness teaches us, is this connection, is because coming from the illusion of separation and going into oneness is raising our vibration, understanding mm-hmm. we're not alone, but ourselves. Everything that is coming through for us is what is true for us. And so therefore we are vibrating faster. And therefore, Lemurian lifespans were several hundred years long. As we de-evolved into the lower frequencies, of course, our lifespan shortened. But the higher the vibration, the longer the lifespan, the healthier the lifespan, and the less we age.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. And that's the thing, I to be honest, I have found that for the past 5-6 years, I'm actually, even though my hair is gray, but the rest of me feels younger.
Yes.
The rest
absolutely.
Of me looks better than I did, 10 years ago. It's like, I look better than I did 10 years ago. I look better than I did 20 years ago. It's just, it's so weird. The older I'm getting, the better I look.
And you do.
So I was like, I'm okay with it, So it's like,
absolutely.
And I like my gray hair. I actually like it. It looks good on me.
I like it too. I like it too. I'm waiting for my hair to go gray.
I've been going gray since I was 16. So, it's like, I'm quite used to it, right? But I always dyed my hair, right? To look younger and to fit in, right? All that wonderful stuff. And then when I decided last year, I said, that's enough. I'm done with this stupid nonsense of dyeing my hair every couple of weeks. Ridiculous. I'm going to just let it go. And it looks so good. It's like, I like it. My mother doesn't like it, but she's getting used to it now. She's like, oh, okay, fine. Oh, thank you, Marlene. Thank you. It does look good on me. So it's like, it looks good on me. It goes with my skin tone really well.
It does. And it is what is right for you,
Exactly.
And I think when we as women start comparing ourselves with each other, then we start this whole competition thing as well.
Yeah.
And this is where we get stuck, because competition is a very masculine energy. Mm-hmm. And it's the most disempowering place for a woman to be, for her to be in her masculine. The woman needs to reconnect with her feminine energies.
Hmm. So, and that's, that in the whole comparison thing, it's not healthy when you're comparing yourself to other people, for sure. It's also not healthy when you're comparing yourself to where you were before or where you could be,
Yeah.
Just comparing yourself to like, okay, I'm only here right now. I should be there. I remember when I was 30, oh my God, I had like a crisis when I turned 30. It's like, I should be here and here and here. But I, at this time, it's like, oh my God. But that was 6 months before I turned 30, right? I was having this little crisis. The day after I turned 30, I was totally fine.
Yeah, that's your is it called? Yes, is it called the Saturn return? I'm not an astrologer.
Oh, maybe. But last year I had my Chiron return. So, like, you know, the last 2 years with the Chiron return, right? So that was traumatic. I still got affected by it. But so, you know, when you're around 50, 52, your Chiron return happens, and it's like, oh my God. it was brutal. It was brutal. But even still, you know, it's like just be, right?
Yeah.
Be and allow life to take place and allow yourself to be guided by your higher self, like you mentioned. And that's one of the things that for me, I always knew, you know, like I always knew that I was being guided by my higher self in spite of me not listening, I'm sure all my guides have so many of these, you know, facepalm moments, you know. But, you know, over the years, they've had a lot of those. But I always knew, deep down, I knew that I was being guided because so many things were showing up. And it's like, how is this possible when I'm not even like, there are times when I resisted doing the work, right?
Yes.
And, you know, I can laugh about it now. It's like, oh, yeah, I was, yeah. But, you know, now it's like, you know, it's like amazing how I'm still able to be where I am considering all the grief I gave my team, you know. It's like,
I know that one. And yeah, my guides too also had, you know, palm face moments, you know.
Yeah.
But we got there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Got there, you know.
Yeah, it's okay. We made it, you know, and so like they're happy now, but they're like, oh my God.
I think mine still have those moments like, oh, she's still not getting it. She's not listening.
Oh, that's so funny. Thank you, Linda. It says it makes your countenance look more ethereal. Ooh, thank you.
I think Linda had a second part to her question.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, I answered, that came from the Pleiades, Linda. And she then asked, did the children have schools for staying connected to sports rather than math or reading? Well, of course, that's what schools were for. It was learning the circle of oneness, mm-hmm. and math and reading. That wasn't really necessary. it was a very simple society, so it wasn't really necessary to learn the math. And are they our future selves? Well, it's what we are returning to. It is what we are remembering that we can be. So, yes, in that way, it is, because we are already that. We've just forgotten we are that. We've forgotten we're fifth dimensional beings, and now we're going through a process of remembering we are fifth dimensional beings.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not so much becoming, because we are already that. So we are remembering, and do the sounds reconnect our strands of DNA? Yes, they connect. They're activating the 12 strands. I know science only says we have two, but the two that they can see are to do with our biology, mm-hmm. And the others are in a quantum state. So as soon as someone can invent a device that can see things that are in quantum states, which I really have a strong feeling when I think about it, that should be somewhere in the 2020s, somewhere in that decade, someone's going to invent a device, just like someone invented a device that can see tiny little microscopic creatures that we call bacteria. Someone will invent an instrument that will see things in quantum states, and that will then open up a whole other world for us. Just like it opened up a whole other world when bacteria were discovered, that they could be seen under a microscope. And even then, in the beginning, there were some scientists that went, no, that's ridiculous. That can't be.
Yeah. And we know. There's always some.
Yeah. And today we've got, you know, hand cleansers that kill 99.9% of bacteria in our homes.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll also come to that point where someone will invent that instrument that can see things in quantum states, and boy, is that going to be a renaissance in the history of humanity. It's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Awesome. Exactly. And, you know, I'm always excited when science can finally back up, you know, what we're saying. You know, it's like, yes, and then they make it mainstream, so then it becomes more normal, so people don't think it's weird or outrageous or not possible. Then it becomes the what else is possible, right?
Yes, exactly.
Linda, we can't hear you. Go ahead.
Can she play something for us?
If I was just doing instant teleseminar, I'd say yes, probably. But because this is going to go on YouTube, every time I play music on here, they close it down. They don't let me. I had thought about that because I love it, but it just doesn't work when this goes on to YouTube, unfortunately. You know, they give me that copyright claim nonsense, you know?
Okay.
But we'll do something else, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for answering the questions. I know there were quite a few.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for your questions.
Yeah, so I found that whenever we play music on here, then I get the, you know.
That's actually okay. It's just letting you know that there's a copyright claim against whatever sound is on there, and it doesn't mean anything except that whoever owns the copyright I think gets some credit somewhere, you know, like they've got iTunes and and Spotify and all those places that music gets played these days.
I just remember in the past, you know, my husband's account was closed, was shut down because of it, you know, and it was music that he had bought that he was playing, and it's still he you know, his account got shut down. So
okay,
that's the only thing, you know. Maybe it's changed now, you know, who knows.
They're always changing, and I can't keep up with it all, so yeah. I tune in every so often and find out, oh, that's what's happening now, but no, I don't.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe, you know, if we can't listen to something or play something, but maybe we can do a process of some sort with your light language and your guided process, all that wonderful stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. would you like to do that now?
Well, I was thinking, let's talk about the special offer first, and then we'll do that, because otherwise people will be like so zenned out, they're not going to pay attention to the special offer part.
I've had clients do that.
Right? Right?
Yeah, so, you know, absolutely.
Let's be practical first.
okay. So, if we must.
Just for a few minutes. It's not for long.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Maya10, M-A-Y-A-10, and I will share my screen in just a second so that we can share it as well. This one. All right, here we go. So this is the special offer. Hopefully I didn't make any mistakes, Maya, but there's two packages, package A and package B. Package A includes a 30-minute personal session with you. So maybe you can talk about that, and maybe we can take some questions from people about that so that they can understand what that's like, right?
Sure.
So there's a 30-minute personal session. There's three guided meditations, the studio album, and a bonus meditation, Love of the Mother. And then package B, I'll just say quickly, everything in package A plus 3 1-hour group sessions and a 15-minute personal gong sound bath track, which I think is like amazing, and two again bonus meditations. So Maya, go ahead, take it away.
Okay, so we've got in package A, which is only $97. We've got the personal session, the 30-minute personal session. So usually during the personal session, we can work on something specific. If you have, if you come along with something specific on the day, or I can tune in and we can work on something for you. And it usually starts out with a bit of a chat as to what is required. And then, of course, it includes a light language activations, channeling from the star mothers, and anything else that your higher self is telling me that you need, because that's where I'm actually tuning in. I'm tuning into your higher self, and it is telling me help with, and then I do the light language activations to help you do those things, whether that's part of your DNA or whether that's something to do with your emotional state or your health. That's what you get in the 30-minute personal session. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the guided meditations, which are all include the gong sound bath and light language and light code frequencies that I also use my voice to tone some light code frequencies in. So what this does for us is, again, it's bridging your brainwave states. So we've got alpha, beta, theta, and gamma brainwave states. Once we reach theta brainwave state, we're in a deep meditation. And gamma is the next step up from that. And if we can bridge to gamma and then start working with a gamma brainwave state and make that part of your everyday life, you'll find that gamma brainwave state is the fifth dimensional level of frequency. It is where things flow. It is where creation is instantaneous, and it is our natural state of being. These guided meditations take you into the Lemurian circle of oneness, and I'm calling them, I've called them temples because they're a bit of a twist. They're not an actual building. There was no, as far as I could tell, in Lemuria, it was a very simple culture. There was no fancy buildings. These temples are actually you. You are the temple of joy. You are the temple of reflection. Mm. You are the temple of the sun. This everything starts with you. So this is these first three guided meditations are helping you to connect to that part of yourself, to the God spark that is within you. Which, by the way, when we hear or we say the word namaste, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about that spark of the divine within you. We're acknowledging that the divine spark within me sees and acknowledges the divine spark within you. That is the namaste. Mm-hmm. That is the divinity within me acknowledging the divinity within you. And so many of us just use namaste as like a throwaway term. Say, oh, namaste, you know, and they go off and do something completely un-namaste. If it's such a word.
Yeah.
So if we're connecting, the temple of the sun starts with connecting you with your divinity. And you practice that, and all the light codes that are in that track of the Temple of the Sun connect you to the divinity within you. So you start by acknowledging that the divinity is within you, and then you can acknowledge that there is divinity in everybody else. That is the oneness of everything. Mm-hmm. We are one with everything because we acknowledge that everything is divinity. And then there's, you know, the joy, the temple of joy, which is, you know, also about longevity and expanding your consciousness to understand life, your lifespan, and how joy is connected to your lifespan, how it is connected to your state of health, and how to practice it being part of your everyday life. You know, joy. I mean, you look at the masters on the planet. Take the Dalai Lama, for example. I think he's generally acknowledged as a master. I don't think there is anybody who doesn't acknowledge him as a master. What is he doing? He is joyful. He is laughing out loud all the time. Life is joyful for him. And he can laugh at himself. He can laugh at others. And, you know, it is what uplifts us when we're in his presence. So that's understanding that this is what I'm talking about, doing the deep inner work and understanding how to bring this in to our lives on a daily basis. And I'm not saying that life needs to always be joyful or always be blissful, because we meet challenges and then we go through the challenge. We go through the process of the challenge, which allows us to grow and expand even more. Mm-hmm. But then we always return to that balance within us, which is the joy. Yeah. So joy is a higher frequency emotion.
Right.
And then the temple of reflection, you know, how we create our relationships with others and how others are reflecting back at us. The states that we have within us. In fact, how the whole world reflects the state that we have inside of us. It is always being back to us. So these are the little clues that we are being given by the universe and by others through their divinity and their agreement, their soul agreement, to reflect these things back at us to help us expand and grow and go to ever deepening levels of connection with ourselves. And so we honor others for doing this. And of course, we do this for others as well. And then we've got the studio album, Chakra Journey, which I just love because it's 40 minutes plus of gong sound bath, so you can just immerse yourself for as long as you like and enjoy the lovely sounds of the gongs and all the other instruments that I include in this studio album.
Awesome, beautiful, thank you. And then there's a bonus meditation.
That's the love of the mother, the bonus meditation, which is the song that through the light codes, I channeled this song with the light codes to help everyone with the remembrance of the star mothers. Mm-hmm. So whether you're in Lemuria or you're in, you could have been in another culture that had star mothers, this will be activating parts of your Akash so that you can remember this incredible unconditional love that emanated from these beings, that they were here to teach us the oneness and the unconditional love of all there is. Mm. And so this is in honor of the star mothers.
Awesome. So that's package A, all of that.
All of that for $97. And then package B, which is $147, you get everything that's in package A. Plus you get three live 1-hour group sessions for each of the three Lemurian temples that I have just mentioned. So we meet online and we go through a process where we can you can ask questions, you can I can help clarify anything that you're not understanding about the pre-recorded guided meditations, and there will be of course more light language There will be channeling from the Star Mothers, and anything else that is required on, you know, because we're always in the now moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Because it's always about what's coming up in the now, not thinking about, okay, I'm going to talk about this, you know, in a week's time, and cause it may not be valid anymore. You may already have answered it, you know, so it's like, what's happening now for you? So, and then the 15-minute personal gong sound bath track.
Yes, this is a track that I create for you, especially after the personal session, the 30-minute personal session that we would have done. I will create this gong sound bath track for you with light codes and light language, and bringing in anything that you would like me to focus on, and anything else that comes through from your higher self. And these personal tracks, from my experience and what I've feedback that I've had from my clients, they play them continuously for a period of time, however long, it doesn't matter. It's however long you need it. And then they set it aside, and then they come back to their track, you know, maybe 3 months later, and they're still getting so much more out of the track, because this is the way of quantumness. Mm-hmm. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And again, this track serves to fast forward you, to unblock any resistances that you still may have, to activate parts of you that need to come online. And so when I say that the parts that that need to come online, they come online. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll use them straight away, but they will be there when you are ready. So your higher self is actually preparing you for what is going to come up soon for you. So the DNA is activated, and it's ready to go, ready for you to use when you are ready to use it.
Awesome, beautiful, thank you. And then there's two more bonus meditations.
Sure. The song to the whales again is in honor of these divine creatures, and it's not just our whales. I call it whales, but the cetaceans, the dolphins, and the whales, because we have this inextricable connection to these amazing creatures of the ocean, who are well aware of what is going on in the human collective consciousness, because they connect into the crystalline grid under the ocean, whereas we're on land, but they know exactly what's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity. They store our history in their DNA, and they are emulating for us this state of unconditional love. They have no need to build, you know, incredibly large cities, or to have, you know, monuments to last throughout all ages of time. They are just always in the now moment, swimming through the ocean, and always in that, holding that energy of unconditional love. And if you ever have an opportunity to swim with these amazing creatures, then you will know that being in their presence in the water is something that you will never forget for the rest of your life, because their energy is incredible. It's certainly, being in their energy certainly activates your DNA, mm-hmm. and you have this most amazing encounter that you never thought that was possible on the planet. But they are there, the beautiful dolphins and whales. And then of course we have the second bonus meditation, which is the initiation of sacred waters, which is a guided meditation that, or again, has got light codes, light language, gong, sound bath, and it takes us back to Lemuria, and the purpose of it is to activate the remembrance of Lemuria in your Akash. And so that, and of course your Akash is deep within your DNA, so activating your DNA and bringing forward that information so that it becomes tangible for you, so that you begin to understand parts of your Akash that you never thought were accessible, because this is so long ago, right in the beginning of human existence on this planet. But the more of us that remember, the more of us that have this energy activated in their DNA, the more light there is on the planet, mm-hmm. and the faster we get to where we all want to get going to.
Right. Yes. That might just be the impetus people need. It's like, yes, I want to get to where I want to go, you know, faster, easier.
Faster, absolutely. The more of us that are anchoring the light, then the more light there is and the faster we get there, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, we all know this. We all know this on an unconscious level. We all know how amazing that state of being is. And we all want to get there like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. You want to get there yesterday. It's like, why is it taking so long? You were so impatient.
Absolutely.
So all this is available for $147.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Thank you. So please do take a look at these two offers. They are available at alara.at/show/Maya10. You know, for me, the meditations are so powerful. You know, I'm really, really attracted to gongs myself, right? And so the meditations are so powerful. And then having the chance to get your own personal track that you can listen to over and over again, just play all the time, knowing that it is activating your DNA base, and it's based on or guided by your higher self and your guides that are bringing forward, you know, what you need right now, right? That is powerful, you know, as well as the 30-minute session with you. I mean, 30-minute session for $97 plus the meditations that go with it, it's like, you know, that's unheard of. So,
well, this is all given. And, you know, I've been guided to give this as part of the package. It is given with the utmost of love and respect for humanity, and this is what I do. So take advantage of this, folks, because I don't know how long I'm going to be on the planet.
Don't say that. Bite your tongue. Oh my goodness, no.
So I'm here for as long as I need to be, and then I'm off to my next adventure.
That's true. Life is an adventure, and the next one after this is also going to be an adventure. So Renetta says when we were talking, I guess, about your special offer and everything, she got really cold. So I wonder what you're releasing just from Maya talking about, you know, the meditations and everything else, right?
Yes, absolutely. So that's amazing that you got. So you're talking about chills. You got chills, yeah?
Yeah, so she has to put a blanket on because she's so cold now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's definitely an activation right there. So woo, yeah. Good for you.
Exactly.
So I was saying they're getting hot. Yeah, I get hot too. I think
I get hot normally. Yeah. But yeah. sometimes yeah. I get cold. But I get, when I'm running energy, I get hot. You know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm receiving from somebody else, I might get cold. But I run energy every day, so I get hot. But I used to, when I was first started out on this journey, I used to get cold a lot, you know, all the time. I'd be like so cold. And that's just releasing, you know, that's just the energy shifting and moving and clearing stuff out. So it's all good. It's all positive. You know, you'll be warm enough soon. Don't worry. Yeah, she gets both hot and cold. So it's all good.
Yeah.
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 I was going to, before we did the guided process, I was just going to ask for like the personal session, for example, what kinds of things can people ask about? So I have nothing for myself. So I was trying to find something for myself. So what can I ask to see, like, you know, to give an example, but I got nothing. I was like, blank. I was like, what kinds of things can people ask to get assistance with?
Anything next steps or next steps, something that they might have, they might be experiencing some kind of challenge in their life at this point in time, and I can assist with that. Might be something that they've just gone through as well and are just coming out of, and how to deal with it, what is the best way to continue to deal with it. Any kind of questions about Lemuria, if you feel you've been in Lemuria, and you know, you've got some feelings about Lemuria, any kind of confirmation that you would like about things that are coming up for you, some kind of information, wisdom that is coming up for you, and you're not sure about it and you want confirmation, I can also give you confirmation. And if there's really nothing and you're not sure what to come.
Okay, so I got nothing. So can you give me a something?
Then you know, we can I can tune in and we can see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Completely guided in the now moment. So I'll be tuning into your higher self. So your higher self will be guiding me as to what you need. So if you're completely blank, then you get what your higher self is, and there's nothing wrong with that either, because that's what you need, rather than the brain getting in the way. You know, how often do we get in our own way?
Very, very often. Yes. What about, like, can you access we talked about accessing your gifts before, but you know, in the session with you, in the 30-minute session with you, can you or can we access our gifts that we had in Lemuria, for example?
I can help you bring something forward. I can help you bring memories of Lemuria forward.
Mm-hmm.
Gifts, we all had the gifts, we're all capable of gifts. I can assist you with bringing some gifts forward as well. But it is entirely up to you. I can't wave a magic wand over you and then for it to just, you know, magically appear and you're doing it. You have to go through your process. It's the mm-hmm. whole point of bringing the gift online. You have to go through the process, which is completely unique to you. So whether, you know, because it will, maybe you need to have more trust in what's going on for you. So how would you have more trust if I just wave the magic wand over you? And there's no such thing, of course. But mm-hmm. you've got to go through the process of trusting yourself more so that you do get to the point of trusting the information that is coming through for you. And it's certainly been my journey where I had to learn to trust the information, however way out there it seemed. I had to trust the information and trust that when I speak it out loud, I'm not going to have like a million people laughing at me or
yeah, exactly.
You know, telling me I'm you know, completely kooky and I should be locked up. You know, it is. And when we start to believe in ourselves, you know, this level of confidence comes in as well. So this is all part of the process of trusting that information that your higher self brings this lovely experience in for you. As I said, their higher self handpicks all these wonderful experiences and challenges for you so that you can learn and grow.
Awesome. So Linda's asking, are you able to connect us with the crystal skulls?
Oh yes, absolutely. I have in the past worked with crystal skulls and like literally physical crystal skulls. I had a circle of 13. I no longer need to work with physical crystal skulls. So I sent on my crystal skulls to the people that required them next. But certainly I can go take you through a process of connecting you to crystals, crystal skulls. actually, thinking about it now, and I'm sort of also getting information as it is coming through, I can take you into the crystalline core of Mother Gaia, into the crystalline heart, which is the process that I will do for you once we finish with the questions.
So Melissa has a question. She says, I wonder if I was one who stayed with her, Lemuria, as she sunk. I got intense chills when I heard of this, and also that I had oceans of tears around me. It felt related to Lemuria.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for sharing that, Melissa. Yes, don't we all just feel that we're all Lemurians are, you know, I think we're traumatized, if I could use that word, by having to have left Lemuria when it was sinking into the ocean. And we all feel that sadness when we think about Lemuria again, or when we come into contact with information about Lemuria. And it is, you know, it was literally the paradise that paradise lost. Mm-hmm. It was the original paradise lost. You know, we were in such deep connection and deep love with everything around us and ourselves. And that when we were told we had to leave, we were just devastated, because who wants to leave paradise?
Yeah.
But we had to leave so that we could anchor this beautiful energy all around the planet, so it wasn't just based in one area. Mm-hmm. And so that's why there are 12 power nodes on the planet that you can access Lemurian energy through. And you know, when we start to hear of Lemuria, and when we start to reconnect with Lemurian energies, we go through this, through the healing of the trauma of having to leave Lemuria in the end times. So I was there myself in the end times, so I can relate exactly to what you are saying. For me, I distinctly remember hitting the shores of South America and experiencing the loss. It was a definite grief. Mm. Around the loss of friends and family, the loss of this, of not being able to see the Star Mother again, the loss of my people, my culture, the language. We went out into a world that held a very different energy to what was in Lemuria. And so there's this longing to go home, to reconnect with home. Yeah. And so when we hear about home, then, and of course, there are tears.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Yeah, so Linda just said, I just got chills too. Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah. If you are resonating with this energy and this information, then, you know, yeah, you probably, you know, were there at some point, you know, so it's all good. You know, we've all been and done everything, right? So I know I was in Lemuria. I know I was in Atlantis. I know I was, you know, in lots of different places. So I've been around a lot. And that feeling of that separation, or that longing to be back home, you know,
yes.
That happens, yes, quite a bit too, when we're starting to reconnect back to who we really are. That longing to be connected back to source. We were never separate, but that illusion of separateness, you know, starts to go away when that longing starts to, that yearning starts to come up, right?
Yes.
Melissa says, I have felt a sadness all my life around this place, not being the love I remember on Lemuria, so much grief, and that's where I long to be. Well, you can't go back.
You can. The longing is almost unbearable to go home. Well, yeah. you can all reconnect, whether you can reconnect in the physical, because of course where Lemuria was is where the modern day islands of Hawaii, as we call them today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they are the Hawaiian islands are the highest peaks of where Lemuria once was. So you can certainly reconnect physically by going to Hawaii, or you can reconnect through the energies, and if you're not in a position to travel, you can reconnect through the energies, because the energies are anchored all around the world, not just in one place. As I mentioned a little while ago, there are 12 places on the planet where you can access these energies. They create a specific grid of energy, and they are available to anyone and everyone on the planet.
You know, and it's so funny, Melissa, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii as well. Like, I don't know from how long, you know, but I've always wanted to go, and one day, right? So Melissa's asking, I was told I hold knowledge to share from Lemuria. Can a reading help me remember?
I could do you one better, Melissa, and it's I can reconnect with the energy of Lemuria, and you discover yourself what it is. You go into that past life and you discover what it is that you need to share.
That is even better.
Yeah.
So there you go. So yes, that 30-minute session will definitely help you to do that with Maya, Melissa. Plus the meditations, you know, the guided meditations will also help to reconnect you to the energy of Lemuria, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Me too, Lisa says. Yes.
Yeah, I was just reading that. Me too.
Yeah. I think we should do a retreat there, Lisa. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'll take you on retreat.
I've always wanted to go too, so you know, that would be awesome. It'd be like, yes.
Absolutely. I'm traveling again at the end of this month to the US to do a presentation, but and then I'm home for 4 weeks, and then I'm off to Hawaii because I have been called. I got the call at the beginning of this year, and I said, well, let me know when the right opportunity comes up. And about July of this year, I came across something, an event in Hawaii, and it just lit up for me. I just thought, I have to do this. And so for 10 days, I'm going swimming with dolphins in Hawaii.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So, oh, sounds lovely. Oh, wow.
So
beautiful.
And I know this is just the first of many, many visits to Hawaii, because I'm doing this personal trip for my own personal development. And I know there's going to be a lot of tears. So.
Wow.
And
beautiful.
Plus being in the energy of those, of the amazing creatures in the ocean. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I know it's going to be very, very transformational for me and healing. Mm-hmm. And then I can, there's a lot of stuff that information that I'm going to be downloading while I'm there. Mm-hmm. So then I can bring it all back to you as well, for those who can't make it there personally.
Awesome. Yes. Yes. You'll have to come back on the show in the early next year so that you can, you know, come back fresh from your experience.
yes. And just beam those vibes back at you.
exactly. All right. So let's do a process that you were just telling us about. We're going to connect into the crystalline core of Gaia or
yes,
something. Yeah. Yes. Awesome.
Yep. Wonderful. So let's all just get comfortable in our seats, closing our eyes and taking a deep cleansing breath through the nose, right down into the abdomen. And then exhaling through the mouth. And then another deep cleansing breath right down into the abdomen through the nose. And exhaling through the mouth and just allowing that breath to fall out. And one more deep breath in. And breathing out. and just getting into your natural rhythm of breathing, but still taking these deep, deep breaths. And just notice your body, how everything is slowing down. If you have thoughts that are coming in and distracting you, just tell them to come back later. Not just for this moment. You need to connect with the center of stillness within. I'm just going to do a little bit of clearing and assisting some of you to connect in through the light language. He ariana e husheyam hamhayana kiaha orekaha sheneke he huni na oa in kanehe hoali na haurean tuhe hamukwe oi ana hoi iun e shorehane a aun tehe hao. And just take a deep breath into that. I just want you to connect with that center of stillness, that zero point within. He arakianne aun te aoshe. Mo ni a auke ashe. I can just still feel some of you got some heart stuff going on. He arin ni an kuia e shene areha eo. Just take a deep breath. And on your next in-breath, I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe in love into your heart. And breathe out gratitude through your heart. And then breathe in gratitude. And breathe out love through your heart. And breathe in love. And breathe out gratitude. Sheri na ia kun te ha'ua mania. Beautiful. And so I'd like you to see that beam of light coming down from the cosmic heart of our galaxy, the center of our galaxy. It's known as a cosmic heart. So there's a beam of light that is beaming down, and see it coming down and reaching your soul star chakra above your head, and feel that light come down and open your soul star chakra. Feel it expand with the light. He arin ni kyuhon e am kui e ashin umani e ao he an tehi. And then allowing that light to come down to your crown chakra and feel the crown chakra expand and open light. And then progressively feel that light coming down to your third eye, your throat chakra, and just follow it down through your chakras, all the way to your base chakra. And then send that light down to the earth star chakra beneath your feet. Shiarini iumakia hiane tunumi hori in tumi a iakia anuhea amahan. And then send that light from your earth star chakra right down into the crystalline heart of Mother Gaia. He ani amaha eagahiha uan teheha mane oriakiha shenehia munu iantehe. And just feel your connection to the crystalline heart of Mother Gaia as you're anchoring the cosmic energy as it moves through you. It is being translated through your body into down into the crystalline heart of Mother Gaia. Just feel what that connection feels like. And if you're not used to connecting into the crystalline core, then I would suggest you see the end of this column of light like a plug, and that you're plugging yourself in to your very own personal socket, which is at the crystalline heart of Mother Gaia. You are on the planet and you have your own individual socket into which you can plug into. No one else can plug into it. It is your personal socket. So plug in. And for the time that you keep practicing this meditation, and you'll notice whether you're plugged in or not, and after a while of practice, you will realize that there is no plug anymore. You are just automatically connected to the crystalline core. It is what we do as women. We connect in and we stay connected because the first shaman on the planet were women. This is what we do. This is what our bodies, our brains, our intuition, everything about woman is about the connection to earth. She hi ani e amakoria hain te hoa e ma horokonu o ne a mahe a kote o shene e mari o a he a hake te mune o rokun i ane a au. And just take a deep breath into that. And then bringing up the energy from the crystalline core, bringing it up the same way it came down, bringing it up to your earth star chakra beneath your feet, and then continuing it up to your base chakra, up through all your chakras, to your heart. Once you reach the heart chakra, I want you to literally explode this crystalline core energy from the heart out into your energy field. And bring up that energy again from the crystalline core all the way up through the earth star chakra to your heart, and literally explode it out into your energy field. And let's do that one more time. Bring it up. Ooh, and explode it out into your energy field. And what this is doing is it is clearing your energy field of all things that no longer serve you, that do not need to be there, anything that is not of you. And just take a deep breath into that. And then take another breath and bring up that energy again from the crystalline core of Mother Gaia all the way up to your Earth Star Chakra, all the way up through your chakras, going past the heart, up to the throat, all the way up to your crown, and going up to the Soul Star Chakra above your head. And then continuing that energy up into the cosmic heart. So now this energy that is from the consciousness of the crystalline heart is connected to the cosmic heart through you as the human that is inextricably connected to this planet and the consciousness of this planet. We are one. Sheri ni ahue kenete tu huhi henia, uma e anik huharikite, eoni e amake ashenete, eoshene eo reda hai. As above, so below. This needs to become your daily practice. This will keep you in the flow of the current energies on the planet. This will keep you connected and keep those energies flowing through you to assist you with the upgrade of everything that needs to be upgraded in your physical form. That's why these energies are required to be passing through your being. Shiaini auhea kenetene hum arukuni e amute e shono e ha ayana ha e ketene e ari anuho a kete. As above, so below, we are one. And just take a deep breath into that. And just notice your body, notice how you're feeling. As you take another deep breath in and then out, you are becoming fully aware of your physical form. And taking another deep breath and exhaling. And when you are ready, open your eyes and become fully present in the now moment once again.
I'm slowly coming back. Wow. That was awesome. Oh my goodness. So I was yawning like crazy through the whole thing. Going so deep, you know, didn't want to come back yet. It's like, no, let's just stay here.
Well, you can stay there all you like. You practice this meditation every day. As I said, the message from the Star Mothers was that if you practice it every day, you stay connected to the current energies. Mm-hmm. And this is what the energy is for, is to pass through us and to keep activating and keep assisting us to with the expansion of our consciousness and raising our vibration, so that the fifth dimensional reality is already anchored within the crystalline heart of Mother Gaia, And when we connect in with that, this is how we're raising the vibration. And especially when we bring up that energy from the crystalline core, it is being translated for us by Mother Gaia, by the consciousness of this planet, into a form that is ideal for this body, this physical form, because this physical form is inextricably connected to this planet. All the conditions on this planet are ideal for this physical form. The amount of the balance of gases in the air that we breathe are just right for us. And how amazing is that, that the trees breathe out these gases and that we breathe that in, and what we breathe out, the trees breathe in. You know, the level of sunshine on the planet is just ideal. The level of gravity on this planet, you know, the cycles on this planet, everything that is to do with this planet is inextricably connected with our physical form. And so this is connecting to the crystalline heart of Mother Gaia, helps us stay in tune with what is going on in any given moment. You know, when I travel quite a bit. I'm always connecting in when I leave. I tell Mother Gaia I'm leaving and that I will be connecting in another part of the world, wherever it is that I land, I connect back in. It's like, hello, I'm here.
Awesome. Beautiful. So Lisa was just saying that was super powerful. Felt some stuff clearing in my throat, hearing high frequencies and just goosebumps all over by the end.
Wonderful. Awesome, Lisa. That's lovely. Lovely, yeah. Confirmation for you, Lisa.
And Brenda says, wow, felt a connection. I wanted to speak right along with you. At the closing, I started humming in such a soft, loving tone. Thank you. Oh, nice.
That's wonderful. And that's what we did in Lemuria. We sang, we celebrated, we danced, we were joyful. And whether it was first thing in the morning before the sun rose, or whether it was the last thing we did at night, there was always a song in our heart.
Beautiful. Yes. Good. Thank you for sharing that, Brenda and Lisa. I was like, you know, so hot, you know, so much heat and so much activations of my crown chakra and the solar star chakra, even more so. Just opening up a little bit more. So I'm like sweating now as I'm talking about it. So it's like, I can't even talk about stuff because I start to sweat, you know, it's like, but lovely. Linda, how are you doing? Wow. I'm still sweating. Maria says swaying and really chills good. When you spoke. Awesome. Sorry, go ahead, Linda.
Really good.
Good.
Oh, sorry. I stopped the video. Yeah, that was good. Very, very nice.
Awesome. But good.
All of your programs never disappoint. You have such wonderful speakers, and they are also blessed and gifted, and they are just charming enough to lend themselves to all of us. And it was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. That's beautiful. Thank you. And thank you, Celeste. Celeste says, very beautiful. I feel deeply peaceful. Awesome. Good. Yay. So it's so funny, Maria. I was thinking about you because it's like I haven't seen Maria in a couple of days. Like, where is she? You know, and so you just chimed in and shared your comment. You know, so it's like I haven't seen Maria in a few days. Renata says I saw like a purple heart when the energy went down, and magenta hue maybe came back from Gaia. Cold and goosebumps mostly in my back.
Wow, that's beautiful, wonderful.
Awesome.
We have all these different colors coming through in our auras and coming on the planet now, so that if you've noticed the way that through our cameras on our phones, the way that the sun is refracting light on the planet now, you know that all of that's really really, really changed.
Yes.
Now, and we've got all these wonderful colors coming through. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, purple heart light going down. Awesome. I love it. Good, thank you. Melissa says, Maya, this was powerful on so many levels. I realized why I chose to be female on earth and cried each time you sang. I remembered my daily practice similar to this, and yet I stopped as told by a healer not to do it anymore.
Don't
listen to that kind of stuff.
You always trust your own intuition. If it feels right for you, then keep doing it. I know we get conflicting messages from other people, but really you need to really start trusting your own truth and what works for you.
Yeah. She says, I have permission to be me and trust what is given to me. I love you. I feel back to balance. It's been a rough week of grief getting re-triggered about my son. Good. So I'm glad you're back to balance. That's awesome. And yeah, definitely trust yourself, trust your knowing. You know, just really quickly, you know, I had a session with somebody a while back, a couple months ago, maybe 6 months, and she had said something to me, and it wasn't empowering at all. It made me feel like crap, you know, and it made me, you know, made me feel like there was something wrong with me, you know, like made me feel like there was, I had major, major trauma and problems, you know, and it's like, no. It's like no, that wasn't empowering. I didn't like that, so no, I did not go back to her. I didn't go back and get her package and so on and so forth. It's like no, you know, so listen to your knowing, right? Trust what you get for yourself, you know, and follow that always. So
absolutely.
I had forgotten about that, Renetta, today, and until I just remembered it right now. I didn't share that.
And as women, you know, we are probably more in tune with our body than our men folk. And this is your body talking to you. If you do not feel good about something that someone has said, then it is not your truth. It is not the right thing for you. This is why I keep coming back. Trust your own intuition. You know, like, you know, the question about, you know, what you can get in my 30-minute personal session. You know, I will take you to that place. I will reconnect you, but I will not tell you what you need to remember. You need to discover this for yourself. This has always been my work. I've been in practice for over 13 years. This has always been my work right from the beginning, empowering you. It's about you. It's not about my journey. It's not about me projecting my stuff onto you. It's about taking you to a place where you can step off from there and find out, discover for yourself what is your truth, because that is what is true for you, not something that somebody is projecting onto you. Yeah. And you know when somebody is projecting something onto you, because as you just said, Alara, you feel like crap. You know that this is not right.
Yeah.
Your body is speaking to you. You know, your whole system is telling you, no, this is not right.
Exactly. So trust your body, trust your knowing, trust what you're feeling, you know, especially if it's something somebody has told you. Sometimes ourselves, we have our own wonderful thoughts, feelings, emotions, and I say wonderful sarcastically, you know, that's not the knowing we're talking about. We're not talking about those types of words and thoughts that you're having, but your deep inner knowing, you know?
Absolutely.
So Renetta said, that's what happened to me. Yeah, I know. And I've been trying to get you to see that, you know, just because somebody says something doesn't make it true, including yourself, including what you say to yourself. Just because you say it doesn't make it true.
Absolutely. Ask yourself in a quiet moment, ask yourself, is this true for me?
From your heart, into your heart space.
Yeah, from that zero point, is this true for me? Is this, you can also ask, tell me something I need to know about this. If you're not sure about the statement, tell me something I need to know about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're not asking to be rescued. You're not asking to be saved. You're simply asking for more information. And from that place of being informed, you can make a decision. And if you get information and you're still not clear, ask again. I need more information. Can you please give me more information on this?
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Thank you. So I wanted to share again.
Interesting thing is we usually forget to ask.
Yes.
And it's sometimes very difficult to remember exactly what to ask. I mean, it would be wonderful if everybody had the same thoughts at the same time where we can remember to ask that. But we get so involved in or caught up in the feelings of that time that we forget exactly how to reconnect and and make it true for us. So
yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you for sharing that, Linda. I have made it a practice that when I reach a challenging point in my life, I would just ask, okay, tell me more. Please give me more information around this. Tell me something I need to know about this. Give me some kind of sign that will lead me to more information because I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do in this moment. I can't make a decision on this. And so you will get answered. Maybe you won't get answered straight away, but maybe 5 minutes later, maybe the next day, you know, you will get an answer and it'll just be this aha moment of like, oh, of course, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's also about, you know, letting go of the question for a little while, you know, and then doing something else so that you can receive the information, you know, because if you're just sitting with it and keep asking, keep focusing on it, you're in your head, you know, you're not going to get it, right?
Yeah, exactly. You only need to ask once and then you wait for the synchronicity, you wait for the reply, because there will be a reply. And I always say, keep repeating the information until I get it.
Sometimes. Yeah, send it to me clearly in ways that I understand, you know, because
absolutely.
Sometimes I have a thick head, you know, and I just, you know, don't get it. So keep telling me, please.
And that's where those, guides are sort of going, oh.
Exactly. We've all had it, right? We've all had it, you know.
And absolutely.
So Melissa says, oh, yes, thank you, Laura, for sharing. That's how I felt, yucky about myself, disempowered. Yeah. And so, you know, even if I say something to you and it doesn't empower you, doesn't make you feel good, please don't listen to it. You know, I may be just totally bonkers that day or something, you know? So just, trust your knowing, you know? So, and keep asking, not like keep asking, forcing, needing, but like ask and then keep asking, okay, if you don't get it, what else? What else? I always say, what else do I need to know here? What else can you tell me about this? And who are you asking? You're asking yourself, right?
Yes.
Get that. You're asking yourself. You're asking your higher self. You're not asking your mind, your ego, your past experiences. You know, you're asking your higher self, which is you, you know, that is beyond the limitations that we've placed on ourselves here, right? So get into the habit of asking and then get into the habit of receiving the answers, knowing that the answer is that you will get the answer, knowing that and be willing to receive it. Okay.
Trusting that you will get the answer because you will.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's a big thing about trust, right? So it's, we're all dealing with it. You know, we're all dealing with it.
We are.
Today feeling alive with purpose. Awesome. Good. Thank you, Melissa. All right. So please do, again, like I said, take a look at the special offer. I'm actually going to bother Maya myself and say, you know what? I want one of those gong sound bass tracks. So I'm going to bother Maya for one of those. I could use some help. I could use a little bit more, you know, something. I don't even know what. But something, you know, or be connected to Lemuria in a way so that I, you know, get more information for myself. Who knows? We'll see.
Well, it's no bother because it's actually one of my most favorite things to do. So
yeah, why not? I think, you know, because, and that's the thing, sometimes we don't know what we don't know that we need. Right?
Absolutely.
But I know that I'm not, you know, I'm not like, you know, I'm not there. I still have stuff. Stuff is still coming up. I can still use some help with, you know, some ease, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, we all have stuff still coming up.
Exactly. It's been an interesting week, you know, that's all I gotta say. It's been an interesting week. Some stuff's been coming up every single day. Something's coming up. Like, all right, awesome, bring it on, right? Bring it on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it just assists with helping you learn and grow and expand your consciousness.
Yeah.
So and the more of my stuff that comes up, the more that I deal with it, the faster I get to a place that I want to be.
Yeah, and then the more that I can help and be of service to, you know, my wonderful community. But, you know, so absolutely. It's like, yeah, it's like bring it, let's go. So thank you so much, Maya.
Celebrate.
Thank you so much. That was amazing. Thank you so much. Makes me want to go to Lemuria. I really needed that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, it was so powerful. And, you know, like, we should all go. Definitely we should all go to Lemuria, go to Hawaii, go and connect in. And if we can't do that, get a session with Maya and connect in to the energies of Lemuria. You know, if we can't go physically, at least connect in with Maya. So, you know, that's also a much easier option. A much easier option than going to Hawaii, you know, for example. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Maya. I know it's really early for you there, you know. So thank you for coming on our show again, getting up really bright and early. And, you know, the powerful process, the meditation, your wonderful wisdom. I just love it. Your light language. I was yawning through the whole thing, right? So the light language was activating and clearing, you know, so much stuff within me. So thank you. Yeah. Awesome.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me back on your show. And thank you to your lovely community and listeners for staying tuned throughout the whole of this this show. I love you guys. Thank you for all your feedback and for your beautiful words. You are all magnificent beings of light, remembering your divinity. You are amazing. Remember that. You are amazing. You are so much more than what you think you are. You are divinity in physical form.
Oh, absolutely. Namaste, you know? So absolutely. Oh my goodness. That was so beautiful. That was so empowering, you know, what Maya just said. So, you know, that's how you should feel. that's how I want you to feel, like that. All right. So thank you so much, everyone. It's late here, almost 1 o'clock, and believe it or not, I have another call with somebody. So thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye.